Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to starting your day strong with a dash of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that understanding and managing your emotions isn't just for therapists and self-help gurus? What if it was a superpower you could develop right here, right now? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Developing emotional awareness, the key to unlocking focus and calm, even in the craziest of mornings. Now, before you roll your eyes and think another self-improvement podcast, hear me out. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming a robot. It's about understanding what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and ultimately having the power to choose how you respond. Think of it like this. Emotions are data points. They tell you something important about your situation, your needs, and even your goals. But just like raw data, they need to be processed and interpreted before they can be useful. So, how do we become masters of emotional awareness? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Check in with yourself regularly. Imagine a weather app for your emotions. Every morning, take a few minutes to check in with yourself. Ask, what am I feeling right now? Don't judge the emotion, just acknowledge it. Are you feeling anxious about that big presentation? Excited about your weekend plans? A little bit grumpy because you didn't get enough sleep? Just noticing it is the first step to understanding it. 2. Identify your emotional triggers. We all have those things that set us off a certain smell, a particular sound, even a specific word. Pay attention to what situations or people tend to evoke strong emotions in you. Maybe traffic jams always make you feel stressed, or dealing with certain coworkers brings up feelings of frustration. Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. You might try taking a deep breath before entering a stressful situation, listening to calming music on your commute, or practicing assertive communication with challenging colleagues. 3. Journal your emotions. Think of journaling as your emotional diary. Write down your feelings, the situations that triggered them, and how you responded. Over time, you'll start to see patterns in your emotional responses. This can be incredibly insightful. You might realize that you always feel anxious before public speaking, or that you tend to get offensive when criticized. Journaling helps you become more self-aware and identify areas where you can grow. 4. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how easy it is to get caught up in your thoughts? We're constantly bombarded with information and expectations. Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention back to the present moment. Try incorporating mindfulness techniques into your morning routine, like focusing on your breath or paying attention to the sensations of your body. Even a few minutes of mindful practice can help you stay grounded and manage stress throughout the day. 5. Challenge your negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, right? The voice that whispers doubt and negativity. But what if you learn to challenge those thoughts? Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Is there another way to look at this situation? By questioning your negative thoughts, you can begin to reframe them in a more positive light. So picture this. It's Monday morning, your alarm goes off, and you wake up feeling completely frazzled. You've got a big meeting, a deadline looming, and you spilled coffee all over yourself before even getting out of bed. That's where emotional awareness comes in. Instead of letting that frustration take over and spiraling into a bad mood for the rest of the day, you remember to check in with yourself. You acknowledge that feeling of stress and anxiety, but you don't let it control your actions. You take a deep breath, remind yourself that you've got this, and start your day with intention. T. Emotional awareness isn't just about becoming Sun Zen master, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to navigate life's ups and downs with more grace and resilience. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about? Check in with yourself regularly, identify your emotional triggers, journal your feelings, practice mindfulness, and challenge those negative thoughts. These are powerful tools that can transform your mornings and, honestly, your whole day. I encourage you to put these practices into action starting today. Don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media. Use the hashtag #StrongStarts and let's build a community of emotionally aware warriors. Until next time, keep crushing it, one mindful morning at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.